As we near the conclusion of Shemona Esrei, at least the concluding bracha, of course there is a Elokai Nitzor, but the concluding bracha of Shemona Esrei is Sim Shalom. And it's important to remember that in Sim Shalom, what we are asking for is not asking for peace in the world. If we were asking for peace in the world, and it was that kind of bakasha, it would find itself not in the end of Shemona Esrei, but rather in the middle of Shemona Esrei. When we ask for everything else, we should also ask that there should be peace, and there should everybody should get along. This bracha, what we are asking for in Sim Shalom, is something really what's called, really Shalom is harmony. We want things to live in harmony of shlemus, of completion, which is the opposite of machlokes, which is division. So it's not just peace, but it's rather harmony that we are asking for, and it's something we actually ask for in the Birchas Kohanim as well. We're asking for shalom. So what does it mean? During the Aseres Adibros, we have the last of the Aseres Adibros is lo sachmod. Lo sachmod means I can't be envious. Now, there's a difference between being envious and being jealous. What is the difference between being envious and being jealous? One is saying, there is that thing, you're using my thing, that's jealousy, and that's okay. God is a jealous God. God is a kel kana. When we worship Avodah Zarah, God says, I'm jealous, I want you only to worship me. But then there's envy, which is the last of the Aseres Adibros. So what's envy? The Ibn Ezra explains so beautifully that envy is, for example, he says, when a villager, a low-level villager who's got nothing going on in his life, and one day he sees the princess, he doesn't think he's going to marry the princess. It's not a Disney movie. He knows he's a low-level villager and she's a princess. It's impossible. He's not envious because he knows it's never going to happen. He explains the Ibn Ezra 1,000 years ago, we're not envious of birds that they can fly because it's in a different realm and a different stratosphere than where we are. Envy is when I say, the thing that's over there, whatever that is, if I had that in my life, I would be better. If I could do that thing, if I could have that thing, if I could attain that level of wisdom, of midos, of money, whatever it may be, I would have a better life. And that's a violation of the Aseres Adibros. It's a violation of our emunah, says the Ibn Ezra, because I believe that God is not running the world properly. I am testifying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something wrong by not giving me what I think I need to live a better life. And that's what shalom means. Shalom, and it's difficult at times. Shalom is coming and trying and asking God to help us come into a place where I can feel that what I have is given to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to say that we don't have to work hard, not to say that we just kick up our feet and say, oh, this is what God gave me, but to not be envious and to say, but if I only had that, I would be better. It's true in our physical, material lives, and it is absolutely true in our spiritual lives. Ah, if I had that person's dedication, that person's wisdom and knowledge of Gemara and Halacha, I would be a better Jew. If I could daven like that, I'd be a better Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us what we have. We have to work at it. We have to form it and mold it based on what we have. And really to work hard. But not to believe that if I had something else, it would just automatically be better because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. And so difficult is this to achieve, that at the end of our davening, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us with shalom. I ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to help us achieve this place of harmony.